Linden State College announced 5 staff cuts Wednesday as part of a new budget strategy formed over the past few months. As VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, the college is confronting declining enrollment and stagnant state support.
Linden State College President Joe Bertolino says the job cuts were heartbreaking, but they were necessary as the institution adjusts to a new paradigm in public higher education.
Many Vermont and New England schools are in this predicament. There are deficits, declining enrollment. The demographics have shifted.
Instead of expecting more money from the cash-strapped state government, Bertolino asked his budget committee to come up with a new strategy to adjust to these realities and deal with a $3.1 million budget shortfall. Vermont's funding for public higher education is among the lowest in the nation. So state colleges rely increasingly on student tuition, fees, and philanthropic giving to meet their needs. Bertolino says the new Linden State budget meets those needs and doesn't depend too much on state funding that isn't likely to increase. Instead, the new strategy is trying to find revenue elsewhere, even if the money's not coming from Vermont.
Linden State, we need to remember, has a series of very high-profile, nationally ranked niche programs in atmospheric science, electronic journalism, music business industry, etc.
So the college is marketing some of those programs to students through a partnership with the Northern Essex Community College in Lawrence, Massachusetts.
Where students could, at NECC, complete not just their associate's degree with NECC, but also a bachelor's degree without having to be physically present at the Linden State College location here in Lindenville.
While the job cuts and the change in general has been difficult for this school, Bertolino said he was impressed with the effort the community put in to prevent the budget gap from taking a larger toll.
I mean, $3.1 million in terms of a deficit is the equivalent of 62 jobs here.
Bertolino says that barring any unforeseen circumstances, he doesn't think there will be any more bad news for Linden State employees this year. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.